Mm-hmm.
But it's way back too, and that came from Louis County too.
Oh,
wow. So, actually, most of this area in here, a lot of it, I'd say 80% of it came from Sluta County, really.
Hmm.
In other words, this was a kind of wooded area and considered poor land
mm-hmm.
in this area. And my grandparent came from Sluta County, and he was one of the first to come in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Berrys and the Hurlongs came in and kind of settled this area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, these are just terms for ordinary everyday things around the house. And, you know, if you've heard any other people around this area use different terms, you can tell me that. Or like, what would you call a room in your house where you'd have company to come? You have a...
The den.
The den.
The den.
That's this room?
Yeah, that's this room.
Okay.
And if you got real big company, you'd have living rooms.
Okay. All right. How about, you don't have them in your fireplace here, but you know those things that sit in the fireplace that you put the wood on?
Oh, yeah. I just took them out the other day. The anions.
Okay.
That's take them out in the summertime, so she generally put some flowers or some arrangement in that
mm-hmm.
fireplace to
mm-hmm.
cover it up during summertime.
That's a good idea. Anirons is what people call them?
Yeah, anirons.
Okay. How about the shelf that's up above there? What do you call that?
That's the mantelpiece.
Okay. And how about what would you use to start a fire with?
A lot of wood.
Okay.
Old pine stump.
Hi.
That's my son Bill. Maybe he can give you some old timer things. He's kind of old timer. She's doing a kind of a survey of what things used to be called, like anion and stuff like that. And she's doing a paper for she goes to Georgia.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good place, all right.
I know there's a lot of football fans around here.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of Georgia football fans around here.
I already been told, watch out for Clemson.
Oh, yeah. He's a Clemson fan.
So, anyway. Now, what about furniture? Like, what would you call this piece of furniture here that I'm sitting on?
Couch.
Okay. And if you have something on your windows that goes, rolls up and down?
Well, that'll be Venetian blinds.
Okay. How about the ones that roll? Roll up. That's the Venetian blinds.
Yeah, they'll roll up. I either open and close. See.
Okay.
Well, you're talking about the old timey shades already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you call that a shade.
Yeah, okay, that's a cloth.
Yeah, cloth.
Yeah.
You call it a shade.
Okay.
You just have to let them up and down, you can't open them up.
Right, that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used to have those?
Oh yeah, that's what we used to have, yeah.
Okay.
Shades.
How about furniture in the bedroom, like to put your clothes in?
Well, you call it a bureau.
Okay. How about to hang them up?
I don't really know. Clothes hangers are the only thing I know they call.
Do you remember, like, I don't know where you grew up or anything, but some of the old houses didn't.